All right, we're speaking about kas. It's not a good thing. The Chazal tell us that when someone gets angry, he's like he's Eved Avodah Zarah. And we're discussing the damage that kas can cause a person to do, to accomplish, the damage he could do to other people, the damage he could do to his children, the person's bekas. And the way we were trying to work on kas, trying to work on anger, is the first step is for a person to realize that how terrible and how dangerous kas is. You know, if a person has to realize the first kabbalah, first commitment a person has to make if he wants to overcome his kas, is for a person to makabal on himself that he's not going to do anything when he's angry. When a person's angry, he's like a shaita. He's like a fool who has no das, who has no intelligence. You know, we spoke out the Gemara in Shabbos that someone rips his own clothing. So it should be in your eyes like someone is Oved Avodah Zarah. The Gemara says in Chagiga that what's one of the signs of a shaita? One of the signs of a shaita is someone that, the Gemara says three signs for a shaita. Someone who goes out at night, unprotected. Someone who sleeps in a cemetery. And the third sign of a shaita is someone who rips his own clothing. Someone who rips his own clothing is a sign of a shaita. So obviously the person who ripped his clothing is not a shaita the whole year. The shaita is whole life. But when a person's ripping his clothing, that time he's mamish similar to a shaita. He's not acting with any das. And a person has to realize that just like a person who's full of anger is a real shaita, so when you have a little bit of anger, you're a bissel shaita. You're a shtickle shaita. You're a shtickle drunk. Gemara says that there are three things that a person's nicker, a person's recognized by. His kisai, what's the order? Kisai, kaisai, kisai, and kasa. Kaisai is when he drinks. Kisai is his money. You see a lot of people who seem like nice people, chasher people, if you start up with their money. You know, in Rahman al-Utslan, there have been so many stories of Yerushas, of inheritance, people fighting over money, people who were used to, who were known, who were considered good, decent, honest people, when money, it changes them. And kaisa is anger. So I'd like to make a hekesh, though it's interrupted, but it's kaisa dumya de kasa. Just like the cup, when a person drinks wine, he's under the influence of alcohol. Person understands, we know, America made it famous, right? Don't drink and drive, right? Because a person's his mind is altered on from that alcohol. A person says, well, no, I drank, it's true, but I know I can still drive. So that's also no good, because even that decision to that he thinks he can drive is also influenced by that alcohol. And when a person's angry, similarly, he's a shtickle drunk, he's a shtickle crazy. His mind, his attitude is influenced. When a person's very angry, it's completely distorted. When he's a little bit angry, it's a little bit distorted. Therefore, for example, a person dealing with a child, a person who's going to say, oh, I'm going to patch my child because he did something wrong. I'm not so angry. I'm not doing it for a good reason. Doesn't help. You're a little bit angry. And your punishments are being used with that mind of anger, with some anger. A person cannot give any punishments to his child. He's like a dayan. He's like a paisek. He's giving out a punishment. If it's not for real, if it's not the right punishment, he's hitting his child like we spoke at last week for no reason. Rasha lama sakis riacha. What are you doing? You're hitting something. It's an avera. You're punishing your child out of anger, even a little bit of anger. Person cannot task him, cannot make decisions about anything. He'll make decisions about, I hate this person, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that, I'm leaving, I'm doing that. People make decisions, and we're out of anger. Sometimes they forget, and then later, once they made the decision, sometimes it's already ingrained in their head. Person can't make decisions. Person has to shut off. Like, the first advice and the first way to work on anger is a person should just, like, shut off. Anger should be like almost like alcohol. I'm angry? Okay, you gotta shut off. I can't talk to people now. I can't discuss with people. You can't deal with it now. It's not in my capabilities now to deal with this. Someone yells, someone insults me, someone disses me. I'm not gonna respond. Not because, yeah, I have nice things to say back. I'm frozen, I'm in prison, I'm locked up. I can't do anything when I'm angry. If a person would just do this, the first step, not to do anything when he's angry, just to freeze up. I'm not going to do anything because his wife does something he doesn't. Okay, I'm not saying anything now. Now I'm not saying anything. I'll think about it. But wait. You know, eventually a person who does that eventually starts to get a handle of working on his internal anger, as we'll discuss. So, number one, we're setting up here is a person should be very, very careful. A person should not do anything when he's angry. But even the anger itself, even if a person would have full control over, you know, expressing his anger to other people, but a person, even the anger itself is a problem. Obviously, problem number one is it's an aveira. Kala kayes ki lo avid avada zara, as the Zohar said. Someone gets angry, he's like he's avada avada zara. We also have to realize, you know, this is really a hakdama to the whole thing, all we're doing, which we'll come back to one day, is that the job we spoke about earlier, the job of a person's life is to fix the inside. People think, you know, the job in life is to look a certain way, to act a certain way. Our job in life is to fix our inside. A person cannot show anybody he's angry. Miraculously, no one will even know he's angry. If he's angry inside, that means he's not showing. The Rambam says a person has to do tshuva for his bad midos. He doesn't say he has to do tshuva for his bad actions alone. He says that do tshuva for his bad feelings inside. The anger is wrong. It's wrong for itself. Also, you're destroying your physical body. We know that people get angry, people stress, and people stress is really connected to anger. That people get angry, people have pain, people have angry, they damage their physical body. And also, we also have to realize, and we all know, that even if you don't express your anger in words or in speech, you'll still hurt other people also. In marriage, this is especially nageya, you know, as we've said, Shalom Bayis and Yana, there's a famous Reb Chaim Vital, that a person's judged in Shemayim, that they're going to judge in Shemayim by how he treats his wife. So we explained that a number of times, that why is a person judged in Shemayim by how he treats his wife? No. He spends most of the time with other people. The reason is because, as we said, Midos is an internal thing. Midos is an internal process to overcome your inside. And when you deal with a person's wife, that's when you could tell someone's inside. A person, when he deals with his wife, you know, we know for ourselves, you really learn your insides when you deal with your wife. If a person gets angry inside, his wife knows about it. It's kind of hard. You might not say, I don't like you. You might say, I'm upset at you. But you're not going to be able to say, I love you. And if you do say, I love you, it might sound like, I love you. Your lady can feel, and ladies are very good at that, unfortunately. But ladies are very good at understanding and feeling the insides are insides. If a person doesn't show a full level of love to his wife, that's showing your hatred. That's another way of showing hatred when it comes to marriage. A lack of love in marriage is showing hate. That's why marriage is such a difficult job, because it demands such a high level of love. When you're angry inside at a person's wife, that's hatred. That's she'll feel you hate her. She'll feel hatred. That hurts her. It hurts your children. Children can sense when their parents are angry, when their parents are upset. There's no question that even if you will not say anything or do anything, it's impossible for a person not to be seen by other people as angry, not to hurt other people. Not only that we don't realize, it's a very scary thing. You know, we should to work on this. Is people have can get into a bad habit of saying nasty things when they're angry. You know, people could curse other people. You see how anger is so stupid. It's so unbelievable how it takes over the person. The person could even curse people that he loves. He could wish curses. He could wish evil on people that he loves. And if Chas V'Shalom anything would happen to them, this next second he would go crazy. He would be in such pain. But the anger, he's so loss of mind, that he wishes chasr, he could wish chasr shal bad things on people that he loves. And those curses, you know, they shouldn't have any power, but l'maisa, a person has to be very careful. You know, the Gemara, I saw brought down in a sefer that who two shells, the Gemara in Megillah, that says, Alti kilas hed yikala beinacha, don't let the curse of a simple person be light in your eyes, because Avimelech cursed Sarah, that it says, that this should be a cover of your eyes. And that's why the Gemara says Yitzchak lost his vision. Because Avimelech, I don't know that it fits the Pashup Shana Psukim, but Avimelech somehow gave a curse to Sarah that there should be blindness in the family, and that's why Yitzchak lost his vision. So be very, very careful, Chas V'Shalom, that we say these curses. It's not meaningless words. It's disgusting. It's horrible. It could be Chas V'Shalom, it's damaging. It could be damaging. You know, we should tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu now, you know, before we leave the room, Hashem, anything I say when I'm angry, just completely ignore. Maybe we can make, you know, like a Taras Nadam of the future on anything we say. Maybe that might help. But we're very careful, you know, if we can't control anger and we have to say it, so maybe we can learn new expressions, you know. We can learn peanut butter and jelly, we can learn spaghetti and meatballs. That's even a special thing. It's even a chashuv thing if a person can just change his sprach. You know, and by the way, if you think of some good expressions, you might be, you know, cheer you up when you say, like, peanut butter, you know, whatever you're going to say, peanut butter and jelly, you know, might help calm you down also. So the words that a person says also, as we said, anger is similar to a fire. It's like feeding a fire. And when you give in to the anger and when you say these things, it also helps build the fire. And when a person keeps quiet, even when a person just keeps quiet, the fires need to be fed. And the fire calms down, the fire inside the person calms down. If a person doesn't feed it, by saying things, also it feeds the chaos. The comparison to fire, many rise to, you know, it says on Shabbos, I don't know if we spoke it out, I think we spoke it out, it says on Shabbos, the Api Kabbalah, on Shabbos, people are supposed to be more careful not to get angry. Because of, like, Sivaru Eish, B'chol Mosh V'Seichem, they start making a fire, so on Shabbos, people were more careful not to get angry. There's I saw a quote at a Rishis Chachma that says a person doesn't get angry, lasad lavo, he will not be touched by the fire of Gehenna. It's a correlation clearly, and we could see it. We gave different examples about machlokas, how fire is very similar to anger is very similar to a fire. And one other nakuda in dealing with our anger, there is an inyan, there is a pasuk in the Torah of Leisisna Sachicha Bavavecha. Don't get angry. Don't hate your brother in your heart. Give him musa. And the Rambam understands the pasuk that don't hold the hatred inside. If you have tainas on him, he did something wrong to you. So instead of holding the anger inside, go tell him. Is it possible if a person can overcome the feelings inside? You know, mitzad the hatred, he could be mochel him. But if a person can't, if a person cannot overcome that feelings of hatred, so the Rambam says you're obligated to go tell him. You're not allowed to hold the anger inside. Go tell him. And then you're putter, the Rambam said. The Rambam takes it down. You go tell him, then it's his job to calm you down. So if you're really, really angry inside, so and you can't get over it, so the halacha is, you're supposed to, the Rambam says, you're supposed to go tell him, this is bothering me, and let him apologize, let him explain himself. But the key over here is a person cannot go over to somebody else when they're angry. Even a little bit of anger. We know ourselves. When someone comes over to you saying, you know, I don't know, even in a nice way, I don't know why you did this. If you feel a little bit of a tinge of anger, so it puts you on the defensive. It makes it very hard for you to admit, you know, to apologize. The truth is, anger is very close to hatred. It really is. When you're angry at someone, you really hate the person. Anger is really, is a sinna, is a hatred. So a person comes with a little bit of anger, so you, it's very hard. So we have to be very careful when going to other people, especially our wives, it's most relevant to. Person goes over to his wife, I know this, you know, personal experience as many things. Is a person goes over to his wife and says, why, you know, this bothers me, and he's a little bit angry, his wife is not very susceptible. And sometimes, days later, when everyone's in a good mood, in a nice way, you could even do it in like in a joking way that doesn't like, you know, it's amazing what you could, the amazing what things you're able to get, you know, get away with, I should say. Things you're able to express when there's a nice atmosphere and you say it in a nice way. Oh, you did this, you know. Or sometimes you make a little joke, you know. It's very easy to and those things, they understand. And a person accepts it and the person could apologize. But if you go to a person when you're still feeling the anger inside, so people have a hard time, you go to your wife, why did you do this? Even if she'll realize she's wrong, she won't be able to admit it. She'll be on the defensive. So if a person gives someone else musa, again, it can't be with kas. Okay. How do we uproot? How do we start? It's, you know, I find for myself, to be honest, that kas is one of the hardest things. You know, jealousy, you know, Baruch Hashem, I could manage. anger, as much as I talk about it and I say it, it helps for sure, there's no question, that's the way Musar is. Chazer, talk about it. But I definitely see myself, you know, getting angry. You know, the other day my wife said to me, I was getting angry, she's like, are you ready about Kaas? You ready about Kaas? And it's good, I took it. I'm like, yeah, you're right. I am working on Kaas. It is bad, you know. So it's not an easy thing for a person to overcome. It's not a one-step process for, you know, I know for most people, for 99.9% of the world. But different ideas that will help a person overcome his Kaas. Number one, this is a very simple idea, but I don't know, you know, person thinks about. The two types of pains in the world. There's physical pain and there's emotional pain. When someone hits you, when someone punches you, there's physical pain. If a person's sick, there's physical pain. I don't have ways, I'm not the best with pain. There might be ways and the people in India or this and that have ways. The mind has amazing control. The mind can do amazing things. But generally, physical pain is physical pain, okay. But emotional pain, we have to realize all emotional pain, it's from within ourselves. Someone else, yes, insulted us. But there's our decision. Sometimes we're not in control, but 99.9% of the time we are in control, it's our reaction. Someone insults you, and you would just be able to imagine that he just told you you're such a great guy. Or you would just, you know, pretending we're able just to not let it even penetrate your mind and penetrate your heart, you wouldn't get angry. People that are hurt by other people get angry over different things, is they're allowing the other person to penetrate them. They're allowing themselves to get hurt. We're hurting ourselves. It's like the Gemara says in Kiddushin that someone who scares somebody, and because of the fear, he loses his ability to hear. So Gemara says you're pater, because you're a grama. So al darach zeh, you're a grama, because you scared him, it's true. But he's the one that got scared. You didn't knock out his eardrum. You scared him. He got scared. When a person, and that's totally not in his control, but when a person is pained by other people, a person gets angry, you know, a person has to realize, what am I doing to myself? Like, what am I doing to myself? Why the person said this? What am I doing to myself? Anger, again, is you're hurting yourself. When a person is angry, he's not happy. When a person is an angry person, he's not a happy person. Anger is the antithesis to happiness. Why am I doing this to myself? Why am I making myself all angry for no reason? I'm hurting myself. No one can hurt me. Like, that's a good expression, right? Sticks and stones can break my bones, and words can never hurt me. It's not true, unless the person really is a Baal Musa. But it's true that sticks and words can never hurt you if you don't want them to. A person has the ability to overcome those, that pain, that emotional pain, by overcoming this Kaas. And he realizes, what am I doing to myself? A guy stuck in traffic. What am I doing to myself? Traffic is not painful. It's painful because you're getting all aggravated in that. Everything is your self-aggravation. Someone else brought on the situation, but it's you're getting aggravated. Another point is the famous chinuch. When someone else does something to us, so the chinuch says an unbelievable thing. The chinuch says, by the isra of nekama, by the isra of revenge, it's a well-known chinuch, that the reason why the root of the mitzvah of not taking revenge, the Torah is teaching us, the chinuch says like this, that a person should know and take to his heart that everything that happens, good and bad, is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When someone else gives you pain, the person has to know that it's his averus. It's a kapar from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He should not want to take revenge from him, because it's not the person, ki hu ein asibas ra, so he's not the cause of his evil, of his pain. It's his own averus. That's a chinuch sense. When a person takes revenge, so it's because he doesn't understand that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's causing it. And that changed a whole perspective over here. Person gets angry. So someone has a difficult, you know, difficult relationship. Someone's really aggravating somebody. So a person is all upset at that person. Let's assume he's not upset at Hashem. It's another thing. He's upset at that person. So he realizes, okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to have this pain. If it wouldn't be coming from Yankel, it'll come from a different thing. It'll come from Shemara. The truth is that we think about it, it's a big bracha. I think that, you know, it's a big bracha when people insult you. People, that's really a big bracha. Because it's a good kapara. You know, chas v'shalom, their physical sicknesses and their all the types of tzaras in the world. If someone has to take abuse, if someone had to pick a kapara, taking abuse is a really good one. And we'll see in
a minute.
So that's what we spent a few weeks on, covet, self-covet. It's person who could learn to deal with it. So it's a very good kapara for the person, and he has to realize it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no reason to be angry at that person. I would have that pain regardless. Maybe I should be thankful to him. But look, I could have had it from a worse way. I could have had a physical pain. Instead, he gave me an emotional pain. Ah, Baruch Hashem. Thank you. Ashikaya. There were such kedayim. Could go over to somebody. Thank you for insulting. Thank you for, you know, it's a kapar. Thank you. You know, they meant, you know, they felt it. They meant it. It's real. It's not a game. And it's LMI, we can come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then maybe we think a little bit more. Not always. But when we have more, when we come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it takes a few more, you know, except for our quick outrages. When we think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, usually we start realizing, okay, anger HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, we won't mess with him. We'll speak about that another time, but we don't start with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem knows what he's doing. So we understand this from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that takes away our kas when it comes from other people. Also, a person has to realize, same thing, that it's such a schus, someone who gets over, who's ma'avraham midaisa, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, that someone who's ma'avraham midaisa, someone who goes against his grain, his midos, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives him for all his averis. Hashem treats us, as Rashi says, the way we treat other people. When we always get angry at other people, how come you did this to me, how come you said that? Hashem says, okay, how come you spoke Lashon Hara? How come you did this? How come you did that? How come you did that? When a person is able to say, a human being is able to say, all right, he insulted me, all right, fine, no one's perfect. What's the difference? It should be a kapara. Person is able to be Michael other people, so Hashem treats him that way. Hashem says, oh, a human being is able to be Michael his friends? I can be Michael him for the things he does wrong to me. There's a Pel de Gechida, spoke this over in Shalom Bayis, you could say it over from today till tomorrow. The Gechida says, on Pirkei Avos, the Mishnah says that Shimon Benai says, Kol yamei gadalti ben Echam, all my days I grew up between the Cham, v'lo matzasi l'guf tayv el ha-shtika. I didn't find something for my body better than shtika. The Chida says, that what's the pshat in the Mishnah? V'lo matzasi l'guf tayv el ha-shtika. I didn't find anything good for my body, only shtika. We understand that quietness is good for your neshama, we understand it's good for your avodas Hashem, but what does it mean, l'lo matzasi l'guf? Type. Why does the Mishnah say it's not good? I didn't find anything better for my body. Zag the Chida. Read it to you. The Ein Kol Asigupim. He brings it. It's a Ramak. The Ramak is the one that says this Yisayid, and the Chida sticks it into the Mishnah. The Ein B'Kol Asigupim V'Tainias. There's nothing better than all the afflictions and fasts. Davar amashar nefesh, something that purifies the soul, umechapra avinosav, and atones his sins. Kisha shaymeya cherpasai, when he hears his abuse, his shame, v'shaisek, and he's quiet, umaychal, and he's maychal. Ki ein tzadik baret asher lo yachta, there's no person that's free from sin. V'tzarakam esigufim v'tanya yisharbin, he needs a lot of afflictions and fasts. Aikabal sisurim, where to accept on himself pains and sicknesses, ukiyots and similar things. Asher kolecha me'amar mimav, is each one is bitter than death. But hamar v'al midais, is someone who goes against his midos. Listen to the chida. Oichel v'shoise, he'll eat, he'll drink, he'll have good parnasa, spanes patoiv, v'avanosa miskar, and he'll have a kaparas for his others. The chida says there's no better kapara than a person who's afflicted by other people's shame, other people's abuse. Now, to be honest with you, the highest level, the Chida says, and it's very, very hard. The Chida says the highest level is that you hear it and you're Meichel. I want you guys to try it next time, because you'll realize there's something very difficult about that. Something very difficult for a person to hear his abuse, even if he's quiet, even if he doesn't lash back, to say in his own mind, to think in his own heart, I'm Meichel. It's a very hard thing. It doesn't really make so much sense, because what's the difference? Who's hearing me? What's an afkamina? But our own stubborn minds, it's very hard for me to say, oh, I'm okay, to let go. It's part of the kama. I want to hold on to the pain. to the taina. It's very hard. The highest madrega is someone abuses you, someone makes fun of you, someone says something not nice to you. Amaycha. But nonetheless, it's clear from the chidah, the highest madrega, yes, is to be quiet right away. But nonetheless, according to the way we deal with other people's abuse, the way we deal with it, that's a tremendous chas, and a kapara for our averus. You know, give a mashal. Give a shalom bayis. You know, you have a husband. You know, he's talking to his friend. I don't understand. I don't understand the ways of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. My life is so hard. You know, my wife, it's impossible. My kids, also very difficult. I don't have nachas. Difficult. Not only that, I'm not so healthy. Not only that, I'm short on parnasa. He's got all the tzaras. All the tzaras. It's such a rachmanis, because it's clear that if you would just have shalom bayis, his wife may be nasty. A lot of times ladies are not as nasty as people think they are, just because they haven't really worked on their midos, and they haven't really used their intelligence. But ladies could be nasty if they're not treated properly. But his wife's nasty. Fine, let's say she even is. Fine. But let's say he would follow the chidah. Let's say he would be a good husband anyways. Shalom bayis he'd have. Most shalom bayis is, unless a lady's mamash a witch, even difficult ladies, if a person's able to overcome his midos, he'll have a good marriage. He won't have so much suffering from his wife, because he'll be able to deal with it and bring up the marriage. Shalom bayis he'll have. Good children also have, we'll speak another time. Because children is directly connected to shalom bayis. Both spiritually, both practically, it's connected. But all those difficulties, the parnasa difficulties, and all the difficulties he has, probably are kapara for his averus. Which avera? All his averus, all his lashnar, all his middle, and also the way he treats his wife. All he would have had to do is just accept upon himself that, fine, shalom bayis, I have to work on my midos, achida, quiet, amaycha, and all those tzaras he has would be taken care of. He's causing his own tzaras. It's not a pilation, oh, there's this star, this star, this star, this star. There's one problem here. There's one root here of the problem. He hasn't worked on his midos. He hasn't fixed himself. And he needs all these difficulties to as a kapar. All right, we'll stop it.